On a Zoom with me is my incredibly beautiful, gorgeous, and healthy friend, Giselle Hoffman, who is mindfully living, eating, cooking, and all of the things-ing. And she joins me every single Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday to talk about mindful living, mindful cooking, mindful eating, mindful everything, even down to like thinking and consuming what you're watching in your Facebook and your Instagram. Giselle's got it all covered to make you the best version of yourself possible. Happy Wednesday, my friend. Hello.
Yeah, what a fabulous Wednesday. I mean, the sun is shining, the flowers are blooming, or just as much starting to. And slowly but surely, we can put the warm, cozy socks and the soup mugs away and make space for some gin glasses and anything that's sparkly and summery and summer dresses and flip-flops and strappy sandals, you name it. Oh, and sunblock, of course, because protection from the sun is always key, but vitamin D is always welcome.
So, full disclosure, Giselle Hoffman. I was at the dam on Sunday. We were wakeboarding and I wanted a little bit extra sun exposure for a little bit longer. So I didn't put the sunblock on when I should have. And I came home the color of a lobster on Sunday evening. And I've got
oh my goodness.
Sunblock, Giselle Hoffman is not wrong. Wear the sunblock.
Yes, please, people, please do wear your sunscreen. We love the sun, but we need, also need to be protected from it. And to look like a lobster with bikini tan lines is not key. So Danny Painter is currently not Giselle Hoffman approved as we speak.
She's really not, and she's very nervous because she's seeing Giselle Hoffman this week. So I'm going to have to wear long sleeves and a polo neck so Giselle Hoffman doesn't see how red I am.
Well, we're going to have to take it up with our skincare sponsor, Optify, because in fact, they've got a phenomenal sunscreen that I love wearing. In fact, I don't even put my nose out the front door without my sunscreen every single day because I'm quite blessed with a nice, dark, olivey colored skin, but it loves the sun and absorbs color like crazy. So yeah, I'm always just very cautious to make sure that I've got at least my face protected correctly before I step outside. And hopefully Danny Painter will do this same from now on.
No, my canvas was fully protected because it's part of my morning routine. It's everything else from the neck down that wasn't fully protected. You see, I need to get into a putting skincare sunblock on when I do my skincare routine every day.
So currently Danny Painter, eventually the red hopefully will turn into brown, and then you're going to look like top deck chocolate.
Yes.
The white on top, some of the brown at the bottom.
I'm going to have to blend my foundation into a few different colors, one for my neck and one for my face. But this is it, summer.
Gosh, people, tan lines is a real problem. It's real and it's starting to happen. And maybe just do the tanning, you know, the whole routine correctly from the beginning of spring or the beginning of a new season so that you don't have to struggle with those tan lines, you know, going forward.
But that's exactly it. Wake up. Face wash, moisturize, sunblock face, sunblock body, done. But Giselle Hoffman, we are spending more time outdoors. And like you said, like spending time outdoors with friends and families and at the dam and maybe just outside or on the balcony at your own home. And a lot of people around me in my neighborhood have been lighting briars for dinner. I can smell the chuppies burning. And I wanted to know, I love a good chicken wing on a braai. Do you have an Giselle Hoffman approved chicken wing for us today?
Well, Danny, if I had to be very critical, I don't know even if it's possible to take the chicken skin off the chicken wing, because then it's pretty much just a few bones lying in your plate. So that would have been 100% ideal, Giselle Hoffman. chicken wing. And guys, before you laugh at me like Danny is currently, I need to explain why. When it comes to portioning and things like that, I always love to be in control of the kind of fats that I consume. So in my marinade, ideally, I would make use of an olive oil. So I wouldn't want the necessary extra fat that is necessarily in the chicken skin. Mm. But if you crisp them up correctly and you salt and spice them correctly, majority of those fat is in fact going to drip into the fire, which is going to leave you with a crispy chicken wing. And also with the healthiest version possible, because Danny, to answer your question, yes, in my chapter called Thank Goodness It's Friday. And people, mm-hmm. next week Friday is in fact Heritage Day, which Yay. Is the perfect day to light the fire and have a braai and spend some time, you know, in the sun, and maybe just the correct way in the sun as we speak. But what makes this recipe of mine so phenomenal is we're going to run through the ingredients quickly. And Danny, it's so easy to make. It's also adaptable to vegetarian and vegan options. And we're going to talk about that just now as well. But remember, I always, you know, talk about the acidity levels and how animal protein can in fact cause more acidity in the body, which, you know, eventually leads to all kinds of disease and discomfort and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
So how do we still enjoy the chicken wing with none of the guilt? Very easily. We make sure the marinade and everything that we apply to the chicken wing on the fire, as well as the way we garnish it, and also how we pair it with what we pair it on our plates, is quite crucial here. So we, you know, if we look at a recipe for ideally 8 chicken wings, now you can also use cauliflower florets here as a vegetarian option. And if you want to go strictly vegan, you can literally just replace the raw honey with maple or agave syrup. But the rest of the recipe pretty much stays exactly the same. Now, you're going to make use of a tablespoon of almond flour, which is alkalizing and beneficial for all 4 blood groups. Chopped fresh thyme, lemon just for garnishing. Now, lemon is, in fact, alkalizing. I absolutely love my citrus. It's phenomenal, you know, from an immune-boosting perspective. But we are trying to neutralize majority of acidity being caused by the meat here today. So you are going to be squeezing some lemon wedges over these phenomenally crispy chicken wings before you serve them. But let's talk about our basting sauce. Now, for these 8 chicken wings, it's going to be 6 tablespoons of olive oil with beautiful, we match with 6 tablespoons of raw honey. Now, if I had to be very critical, I love blue gum honey specifically for this recipe. I always say to people, blue gum honey gives you the best of both worlds because it's phenomenal, you know, from a dessert perspective, but it's also amazing in anything savory because think of anything you would add butter to, butter and salt majority of the time. So that's the sort of the recipes you would want to use blue gum honey in because it's a good quality blue gum honey people actually taste like there's melted butter in, which really just makes this recipe, it literally takes it to a different level. Now and then, because we're going to be basting these chicken wings and we don't want it to be too sticky, we're also going to add 2 tablespoons of water just to dilute it a little bit. A tablespoon of good quality Oryx desert salt. Remember people, the quality of salt is so important here because if you use a low quality salt, it's going to ruin the taste of the meal you're busy making, but also it can have, you know, negative effects with regards to your health. I mean, a lot of people cut a lot of salts out of their diets, not knowing that you don't necessarily have to cut out all the salt. Just cut out the bad quality salts, people. And then last but not least, how do you make it barbecue-y? I mean, we're going to use either normal paprika. And for those of you that don't know, sweet paprika is a normal one that you find on the shelf. If you want to opt to go for like a smoky sort of chicken wing, opt to go for the smoked paprika that is also available on the shelf. But the container, the bottle or the box will in fact say smoked paprika. And then last but not least, because we love our parsley, because it's a mild peppery taste and in fact it's anti-inflammatory, our dried parsley. Mix all of this together and your new basting brush is going to be your new best friend too. Makeup brushes, Danny, does not work. I've tried it. It doesn't work, okay? It has to be a good quality basting brush. Someone actually asked me the one, like, can I use the brush they usually clean, polish their shoes with, you know, if they had to wash it properly? Yeah. And unfortunately, the answer is
no.
Yes, it does work. I've tried it, but it has to be a new one and can't be the one you use for your shoes. But those little bristles work a lot better. So yes, I'm not giving too many tips and tricks away, but this really is a showstopper recipe. It looks the part. It's going to impress your potential new other half. I mean, with new seasons come new excitement and a lot of people is always, you know, ready to meet new people. They're ready to mingle. And I mean, slowly but surely, we are moving back into spending time with other people and not being so hard in lockdown. So for that reason, yes, if you want to, you know, do the whole impressive lunch situation on Heritage Day, people, this marinade is not going to disappoint. If your other half or your better half or the person you're trying to impress here is not exactly a fan of chicken wings, it works phenomenal on chicken satays, but also it's a phenomenal basting for rump steak, for T-bones, for fillets, so for anything that you would like to throw on the braai. And also remember, phenomenal on ostrich steaks and fillets too.
Okay, it sounds like you have My Heritage Day Bright covered, is all I've been, but you're also very, very busy everywhere else. What are you up to until next week when we speak again?
Oh, Danny, this week is pretty much downhill from here. I've got a corporate talk that I've got with a medical company on Friday. And then I'm actually seeing you for a date for Optify skin analysis. Danny and I'm going to play around with some pigmentation, people. It sounds funny, but it is true. Because we're going to go for a dermapen session after 4 Ways Life Day Spa. And then on Friday, again, Danny and myself will be stuck in each other's company again. And I'm not too unhappy about this. I'm actually, in fact, so happy about it because we've been trying to get together for so long now that, you know, this week I get to see you twice, which is absolutely phenomenal. But, so be on the lookout on both our social pages on Friday afternoon because we're going to show you a little bit of the latest hip and happening of apartment living right here in Johannesburg. So have a look at that as well because people, there's phenomenal places out there. So if you want to have a little bit of a squiz in and see what it's all about, we're going to do an Instagram live. We're going to talk a little bit and we'll also some photos. So be on the lookout for that.
I am ready for this the rest of the week, Izal Hoffman. Happy spring. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wellness Wednesday. And I'll catch up with you next week Wednesday again, my friend.
Oh, fantastic. And Danny, please remember sunscreen.
I promise you, I will remember.
Bye.
Bye.